From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Entrepreneurs tend to measure their success in numbers. Number of customers who buy, number of stores your product is in, number of states or countries you're available in, or whatever. And that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes those numbers can tell a story of tremendous success, but not always. Sometimes those numbers aren't about a business expanding. They're about a business being stretched too thin.
So at the beginning, I was interested in large numbers. I was interested in a ton of cities. I was interested in growth.
This is Jill Salzman, founder of a company called Founding Moms. And Founding Moms is a collective of offline meetups all over the world and online resources for mom entrepreneurs to build better businesses. And as Jill first grew this business, she got very distracted by the numbers game.
Everyone told me to slow down and get it right. And I, you know, fought that young entrepreneurial fight of, no, I've got this. I know what I'm doing.
Jill became hooked on getting her business into new cities. And now, to be clear, at the very beginning here, we're just talking about those offline meetups that her company hosts. There's the offline and the online component. It gets a little confusing, but we'll walk through it. But first, just offline meetups, which, you know, at that point was basically just groups of moms paying a small fee to join meetings under her Founding Moms branding, and they would help each other out. And she was really pushing hard on it. New cities felt like success. So she put a ton of focus on it, trying to find people who would open Founding Moms meetings in new cities, which made her become kind of reckless with her brand.
If you walked up to me with a wig on, Jason, and said, I'd love to be a leader in this city, I would have looked at you and said, thank you for having any interest whatsoever. You're hired. And I didn't do any vetting. I just, you know, took the optimism and ran with it. And that was a mistake. So I think about 30 cities in, I just started to realize, wait a second. So there's this thing they talk about in branding where you want people to do something similar across the board so your brand isn't diluted. And now I'm, of course, using business jargon, but at the time I just thought, everybody's doing their own thing in all these cities. That's not helping me.
There's the danger word, diluted. Some of her meetups had begun to fall apart. People just stopped coming. The organizers quit or were doing their own thing. Jill had discovered that by expanding rapidly, she wasn't strengthening her brand. She was diluting it. And if she didn't stop and rethink exactly what it meant to grow Founding Moms, she'd have nothing more than a collection of random events and a brand name that didn't mean squat. Today, it's a very different story. Jill has great numbers, and they actually mean something. She's in 60 cities in 12 countries around the world with over 12,000 members and a brand that's strong and meaningful and helping moms in the way she'd always intended. So today on Problem Solvers, we are going to dive into how Jill stopped diluting her brand and started expanding it with purpose. Because hey, everyone wants growth. Everyone wants those good numbers, right? But you have to get there the right way. And what is the right way? We'll get into it all right after this break. FedEx delivers millions of packages around the world. But for FedEx, it's not just about packages or pallets. It's about what those deliveries mean for people. Whether it's rekindling a long-lost connection between old friends, a new business opportunity, or providing much-needed hope after a natural disaster in the form of relief supplies, FedEx delivers more than just packages. FedEx delivers possibilities. Find out more at fedex.com/possibilities. All right, we're back. So I should tell you that Jill is also the host of a great podcast called Breaking Down Your Business, and we're going to break down her business here on Problem Solvers. So to start, and to really understand how Jill diluted her brand and then concentrated it? Would that be the opposite of diluting a brand? I don't know. Anyway, before we learn any of that, let's talk about how Founding Moms came to exist in the first place. It was actually a roundabout discovery for Jill. In 2005, before she'd become a mom, she started her first business, which was managing bands. She started with local artists, then went to regional and national, and learned a lot about marketing and building fan bases. Then, 2 years into that, she had a baby and started making little baby jewelry for her kid to wear, like a silver anklet with bells on it. People started asking her where they could buy those little anklets, so Jill decided, hey, I'll get into the baby jewelry business too. And so she opened up her second business,
And it grew pretty quickly. And so running two businesses and then becoming pregnant with baby number two, I freaked out. I panicked. How do you run two businesses with two babies? Just saying it out loud now sounds crazy. And I ended up opening up a very self-serving meetup through meetup.com. I said, hey, if you're a mom with a business and a baby, can you come tell me how you're doing it? Because I don't know if I'm going to lose my mind. And I thought it would be about five women who would show up to that first meeting. When 20 walked in the door, I thought, well, that's funny. It's not just me. And we all decided to meet up monthly. And about 6 months in, I noticed we had 200 members online in a very small village outside of Chicago. And I also felt like it was something bigger than I'd ever done before in any of the businesses I'd run. So I flipped over and realized, you know what? This is a business idea. Let me run with it.
She began to formalize these meetings. Instead of running them through meetup.com, she created Founding Moms with a cute little logo of a woman with a briefcase waving goodbye to a man in a kitchen holding a baby. She called the meetings Founding Exchanges. And fairly quickly, moms from all over started reaching out to her. Now, here's where our growth problem comes in. This is what would happen. Let's say that you were a mom in Tulsa and wanted to open your own chapter of Founding Moms. You'd call Jill and she'd say, great. She'd come up with some kind of fee to charge, something pretty small, like maybe $15 for people who want to attend your meetings. It differed by city. Some of that money would go to you, the person who's opening in Tulsa, and some would go to Jill. And Jill would send you an agenda for the meeting, which you could use or not, whatever. Here's Jill and a leaf blower, which someone was using outside her window during part of our interview. You'll be hearing it.
I mean, it really, there were no rules. There was no structure. It is almost embarrassing to tell you how loosely I ran the whole thing in an F, really just ignoring it all to keep opening up in different cities.
Looking back on it, Jill realizes that part of the problem here was that she just didn't feel confident enough in her own branding and message. Rather than say, here's the system, we've developed it, and it's excellent, and you should go replicate it, she was saying, well, here's what we do in Chicago, and maybe that's useful to you. I don't know, just try things out. And hey, there is definitely a place for letting people who represent your brand bring in new ideas and experiment to address the needs of a local market. But you can only do that when the foundation of your company is solid. And the foundation of Founding Moms at that point was like rapidly crumbling. Remember we talked about at the beginning how like she was diluting her brand? So here's what diluting a brand really sounds like.
Women would call me and say, you know what, I attended this exchange in my city and the leader was really boring, or the leader didn't know what she was doing, or the leader picked a venue that was awful. Just everything under the sun that you can imagine, because I had no script. I had no prescription for our leaders.
Jill just really had no idea what to do here. And so rather than face the problem head on, she decided to sidestep it. She started putting her attention into developing an online platform with weekly video sessions and other tools that moms anywhere could use to learn and connect. And she figured this would solve her problems.
Because the exchanges are not feeding us the revenue that we're hoping for, we launched the online platform, hoping, well, that will take care of a lot of this. And that will generate more interest in people coming to our offline meetings, et cetera, et cetera. And you can guess the end of the story. It didn't work that way.
Why not? Well, for one, even if the online platform did drive people to the offline meetings were still a mess. And also, very critically, the whole brand was still diluted. In fact, you could argue that adding this online component only diluted it more. It sounds crazy and obvious to hear now, but I think entrepreneurs do this to themselves all the time. It's like, hey, something isn't working, so let's add more problems to the mix, and somehow maybe that'll solve everything. No. You have to address the problem head on. And for Jill, the problem wasn't just that her offline meetings were a mess. It was that she didn't have full control over what her brand was, such that people really couldn't communicate what exactly it was, even if they were a part of it. So Jill finally realized before anyone else could really appreciate or enjoy Founding Moms, she needed to fully own it, to know what it is, and to tell everyone else to follow along. And to do this, she decided she needed some help. Here again is the famous leaf blower outside Jill's window.
I looked for a very long time for the right help, and I tried on a lot of people. Some who were very good at structures and organization. Some who were just really friendly women that I thought perhaps I could teach. I ended up hiring a woman who ran a very similar organization out in Idaho on a smaller scale and knew all of the nuances to running a business that runs meetings, because it's just so specific. Jason, I can't express to you how complicated. If you said to me, how do you run a good meeting? We don't have time. We don't have time. It's so detailed. There are so many minutiae to pay attention to. So I ended up loving that I found a woman who really understood every single bit, from the mentality and the mindset of a woman who might attend one of our meetings to how the leader should be thinking about the meeting, et cetera, et cetera.
Key takeaway there. Jill accepted what she didn't know and probably couldn't know and found someone who filled the gap. A founder of another company that I was talking to once called this situational awareness, and he says he only works with people who have it. You have to recognize what you don't know and what you need someone else to step in to help with. And now that Jill had this person, they could confidently set up guidelines and training programs and more. So they started running their existing leaders in different cities through these programs, typically meeting with them on video chat, and very critically, they developed an onboarding system that oriented new leaders to exactly what the brand was, exactly how to run a meeting, and exactly how to help the moms who show up. And once someone's in the brand, once someone's like a leader in founding moms, Jill is checking in with them regularly, every 2 to 4 weeks. Hey, how's it going? What do you need? Do you have any questions? And so on. Jill was building a culture here, one of support and clear shared vision. And until Jill started this process, she also didn't realize how much her leaders in different cities wanted something like this. They loved it, needed it, thrived off it. I mean, hey, it's great to give people some freedom and sense of ownership, but teams need leadership. And once she'd figured this out and also had a better understanding of how to operate the online portion of her business, she had a clear sense of what the brand would be and how to communicate it and how to operate classes and courses and more. She realized that for her audience, none of this had to be fancy. It just had to resonate.
So it was sort of a trial by error, but the branding that we have at the Founding Moms is very much DIY. Very much, you know, if you go and you become a member and you watch a video course, they're not fancy. They're edited, but they're not, you know, glossy and beautiful, and the sound isn't perfect. It's all apparent that I'm figuring it out along the way, and our members really love that because they very much feel like, oh, Jill's doing it. I can do it.
Soon she had what was feeling like a truly cohesive brand. Jill says it felt like a shift away from quantity and towards quality. She was no longer as concerned about adding city after city. She was instead concerned with making sure each city was operating to its fullest and that the online courses and the community were as strong and useful as they could be. And that also gave Jill a totally different attitude on who she wanted to be interacting with her brand. Do you remember in the beginning when Jill said that years ago, if I put a wig on and told her I wanted to open a Founding Moms location, she'd say, thank you so much for having any interest in this whatsoever? That's the voice of someone who isn't confident about their brand. Now, today, listen to her talking about who belongs in Founding Moms.
All of the change scared me along the way that people would reject it. But what's happened over time, fortunately, as you well know, Jason, is that people really react positively. It weeds out the people who don't belong. So if people are looking for free rides, they are no longer a member of the Founding Moms. And we love that. Thank you for leaving. You know, and the people who are really there for the value, are really ready to do the work and really want to make more money in their business, they're the ones who come find us and stick with us and really appreciate all of the organization that we now offer.
That is what a leader with a clear vision sounds like. She's building something. She knows exactly what it is and who it's for, and she's ready to execute. Now, of course, Jill says there's still plenty of learning left to go, and she'll always have to refine and change. Fun fact, actually, remember I told you that her logo originally was a woman with a briefcase walking away from a man in a kitchen holding a baby? So that didn't really go over well in Mexico once she started expanding internationally. Women in Mexico just wanted no part of that image, and presumably neither did the men. So Jill just took out the rest of the drawing, the man and the baby in the kitchen. And now the Founding Moms logo is just that woman holding a briefcase. Everyone's happy, simple, clearer, a better connection with her audience. These are the things, big and small, that make up a strong brand. You have to know who you are. You do it through trial and error, and eventually by confidence and ownership. And then when you grow, you're not diluting yourself. You're growing something potent. And that's our episode. But wait, before you go, please hear me out on a few ways you can stay in touch with the show and contact me directly. First of all, if you like the show, it would be amazing if you subscribe to it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Problem Solvers. That way, you'll never miss an episode. We come out every Monday morning. Also, I love hearing from listeners. You can go to jasonfeifer.com. That's J-A-S-O-N, F as in Frank, E-I, F as in Frank, E-R.com, where you'll find my email address, social media handles, and also you can sign up for my monthly newsletter, The Feifer 5, which is 5 monthly insights and bursts of inspiration for entrepreneurs. It's basically a collection of the ideas that excited me the most that month. So please go check it out. And that's again, jasonfeifer.com. And if you want to drop me a line directly, please let me know about the problems you've solved, and I might have you read the letter in a future episode of the show. We can all learn from each other, and that also means you. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media, and this episode was edited by Conrad Martin. We are also online at entrepreneur.com. Again, I'm Jason Feifer. Thanks for listening, and now go solve some problems.